פרק למדה. פסוק א', הדבר אשר היה ירמיהו מעת אדוני ונבוכדנצר מלך בבל, וכל חילו וכל ממלכות ארץ ממשלת ידו, וכל העמים נלחמים על ירושלים ועל כל עריה לאמור. So this is the word that God said to Yirmiyahu from Hashem while what was happening, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, and his entire army, and all the kingdoms of the land that were under his rule, B'chol Ha'amim, and all the nations, were fighting against Jerusalem, V'al Kol Areha, and all of their cities. Lemor. This is what Yirmiyah was saying at this time. In a little bit of a background, we read in Perikaf Aleph that Tzidkiyahu would send a delegation of messengers to Yirmiyahu to hear the words of the Navi. This Perik is at a similar time, and it is part of Yirmiyah's response to that delegation. Pasuk Bet. Ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael, haloch ve'amarte el Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda. First of all, Yirmiyahu was told not to answer the delegation, but to go directly and speak to Tzidkiyahu. Ve'amarta elav, ko amar Adonai, hineni noten et ha'ir hazot b'yad melech Bavel usrafa ba'esh. This, you tell him, this is the word of God, I will give the city into the hands of Melech Bavel, and he will burn it in fire. Ve'ata lo timalet miyadu. You will not escape from his hands. Ki tafos titafes. You will be captured. Ubiyadu tinaten. You will be given into his hands. Ve'enecha et enei melech Bavel terena. And your eyes will see the king of Bavel. And here, it's an interesting paradox or an interesting premonition that yes, you will see Melech Bavel, but that's the last person you will see. So on one hand, it's frightening that he's going to actually see Melech Bavel and escape him, but that will be the last thing he sees because we know that Melech Bavel will blind his eyes. Ufiu et picha yidaber, you will speak face to face with him. Ubavel tavon, you will be taken to Bavel. Ach shema devar Adonai Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Listen to the word of God, Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Ko amar Adonai alecha. Lo tamut b'harev. You will not die by the sword. You will not die a violent death. Pasukei. B'shalom tamut. You will die peacefully. U'bimisrefot avotecha melechim arishonim asher liyu lefanecha ken yisrefu lach. Right? And the burnings that were performed for your forefathers, so too will they burn you. This was a custom that they burned for you. This was a custom that they did for the kings, that they would burn some of the garments. Now, this tradition of the burning, from here we learn that this is not considered derchei ha'emuri, and it was permissible because the Navi is talking about how they would burn for the kings. V'hoi adon yispidu lach, and they will give a eulogy saying, "Woe is the master! Ki davar ani dibarti num Adonai, for I have spoken the word of Hashem." Now, it is true that Tzidkiyahu was not murdered by Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. There is actually a Midrashic tradition that he died one day after Nebuchadnezzar died. Nevertheless, he was blinded. After he watched his kids killed by Melech Bavel, his children, and he was taken into captivity. This was a very difficult end. But again, he did not die by the sword, as Yirmiyahu promised. Now, it's important to understand that Yirmiyahu's direct access to Tzidkiyahu comes at a time when Tzidkiyahu is feeling desperate. And that is why the first Pasuk says it's at the time when Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and all his Hayil are coming up against and beating in Yerushalayim. So when Tzidkiyahu starts losing in battle and he feels desperate, he goes to Yirmiyahu. We'll see that in the coming chapters. That's a motif. That as things get difficult, they go to Yirmiyahu. Then when there's a reprieve, they ignore Yirmiyahu. And this is a motif in the coming chapters that we'll see. Pasuk Vav, Vayidaber Yirmiyahu Nevi El Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda Et Kol Hadvarim Ha'ele B'Yerushalayim. And Yirmiyahu spoke all these things to Tzidkiyahu in Yerushalayim. V'Hel Melech Bavel Nilhamim Al Yerushalayim. the armies of Melech Bavel are fighting against Yerushalayim. Ve'al kol are Yehuda hanotarot, and all the cities of Yehuda that are left over. And what are those cities left over? Er Lachish vel Azeka, ki hineni sharu b'rei Yehuda remusad. For they remained fortified cities in the city of Yehuda. So we see here that the situation gets worse, because while in Pasuk Aleph we stu al kol areha, now we're left with only these two cities that are left over. So it seems that it takes Zedekiah real losses and a real difficult situation for him to start to listen. Now, before I continue, I'd like to mention an interesting fact that helps shed light on this last pasuk. We, in 1933, there was an excavation in a place called Tel Lachish, and they found what's called the Lachish letters, which confirmed this nevuah. They were letters on pottery, which was a correspondence between an official named Hoshaya, lower official, who was stationed outside of Lachish, to a superior called Yoash, who's at Lachish, and they're talking about signals sent between Lachish and Azeka. This definitely supports the theory that these were the last two cities that were left standing against Melech Bavel. So just a little archaeological proof, to not that we need it, to the words of the Nevi. Pasuk Het. Hadavar asher haya Yirmiyahu me'et Adonai aharei kirot ha-melech Zedekiyahu brit et kol ha'am asher b'Yerushalayim likro lahem diror. So we now have, for the next part of this chapter, the discussion of the freeing and the taking of and the retaking of the slaves. It's important, a little background here. Bavel advances, and they advance all the way to Yerushalayim. Remember, with few cities left to fight, and there's a tremendous fear. And that causes Zedekiyahu to make a berit with the people to free all their slaves. Now, there are two potential reasons offered why he would do that. One, a finally listening to the words of the Nevi and doing teshuvah. And second, so that they really can be free people and join the army and fight. As we have a reprieve because of an Egyptian advance that causes Melech Bavel to abandon Yerushalayim for now and go after the Egyptian army. What happens? The people abandon that, they retake the slaves. And this, of course, is doubly sinful because it's a Torah law. And then they also violated the berit that Zedekiyahu made. And it's really also doubly cruel because the people taste freedom and then they go back to servitude. Pasuk Tet. L'shalach ishet avdo v'ishet shifhato. Ha'ivri v'ha'ivriya hofshim. To that every man would free his eved, his slave, and his maid, Hebrew slaves and Hebrew maids, hafshim, free, the bilti avod bahem, no longer to enslave them, bihudi ahihu ish, with their Jewish brethren, the man with his Jewish brethren. So they freed their Jewish slaves. Pasuk Yud, v'yishmu kol asirim kol ha'am asher ba'u bebrit l'shalach ish et avdo v'ish et shivhato hafshim. And all of the officers and all the nation listened, and that they came into this covenant, they listened to send their slaves and their maids free. The bilti avod bam od, not to enslave them anymore, but yishmeu, they listened, v'yishalichu, and they freed them. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'yeshuvu ahalichin. But after that, they reneged. V'yeshivu et avadim et shvachot, and they brought back their slaves and maids, asher shelichu hafshim, that they sent free. V'yichbeshum la'avadim u'shvachot, and they captured them as maids and slaves. Pasuk Yud Bet. Now, the Nevi will tell us or reiterate for us the laws of the Torah that was violated here, why it was so bad for them to recapture or take their slaves. I made a covenant with your forefathers. On the day I took them out of the land of Egypt, from the house of servitude, saying. The fact that the Pasuk says here, on the day that I took you out of Egypt, so the Mitzudot say, not really, it's Har Sinai, and it's not exactly the day I took you out of Egypt. But others say, no, it's this the freedom from Egypt that really obligates us, especially to listen to the rule not to take slaves, or not to cause slaves to work more than they should. Pasuk Yudal, Miket Sheva Shanim, Tishalahu Ishet Ahiv, Ha'ivri, Asher Yemacher Lecha, Ve'avadecha Shesh Shanim, V'shilachto Chofshi Me'imach, V'lo Shamu Avotechem Elai, V'lo Hitu Et Oznam. This concept of, first we need to understand, Miketz Sheva Shanim. Here, Miketz would read, not at the end of 7 years, as we'll see, it's really 6 years, but Chetz would be a deadline, a date. So, and that would really necessarily be, that deadline would be, of course, as the seventh year enters. One should send free his Jewish brethren that are sold to him and that work for him 6 years. And after that point, v'shilachto chofshi meimach, should send him free from amongst you. But your forefathers did not listen to me, nor did they lend me their ear. Pasuk tetvav, v'tashuvu atem hayom. And today you repented. V'tasu et hayashar be'inai. You did what was just in my eyes. Likro deror ish l're'ehu. To call freedom and liberty man to his friend. V'tichritu brit. And you made a covenant l'fanai. B'bayit asher nikra shemi alav, in the house that my name was called on. And then, pasuk tetzayin, even worse, v'tashuvu, you reneged. V'tahalilu et shemi, you defiled my name. V'tashivu ishet avdo, you returned every man his slave. V'ishet shifhato, and his maids. Asher shilachtem hafshim lenafsham, that you sent them free. V'tichbishu otam, captured them. There should be for you slaves and maids. Now, for the rest of the chapter, we read the punishment that God will do for this sin. Pasuk Yod Zayin. Lachen ko amar Adonai atem lo shematem elai likro deror ish l'ahiv ish l're'ehu. You have not listened to me to free each man, his brother, and his friend. Hineni kore lachem deror. I will call you and make you free, Ne'um Adonai, and I will free you to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. V'natati etchem, and I will give you leza'ava lechol mamachot ha'aretz. I will give you the object of horror for all the kingdoms of the earth. This is the same concept that we saw before. I will free you from my hashkaha. I will free you from my divine providence. You will now be subject to all the natural laws. So this quote-unquote freeing means this is like a midah keneged midah for not freeing the slaves. Pasuk yudhet, v'natati et anashim ha'ovrim et b'riti asher lo hikimu divrei ha'berit asher karetu lefanai ha'egel asher karetu lishnaim v'yavru ben betarav. Now he talks, and I will deliver the people who violated my berit, who didn't uphold the words of the berit, that they sealed before me. And how did they seal before me? Through the calf that they cut in two and passed in two parts. This cutting the calf in two was the symbol of making a berit. We made way back into berit ben betarim. Right? You cut the animal in half. And Abarbanel says that Tzidkiyahu and his people use this method to forge the berit. And therefore, God is saying, and this is the berit that you made with me that was violated. Pasuk yutet. Sare Yehuda v'sare Yerushalayim, the officers of Yehuda Yerushalayim, hasarisim v'hakohanim, the officers and the kohanim, v'chol am haaretz, and all the people of the land, ha'ovrim ben b'tre ha'egel, that pass through two halves of the calf. Pasuk kaf, v'natati otam biyadoi behem, I will give them into the hands of their enemies, u'biyad mevakshei na'at nafsham, and those who seek their souls. V'aitan nivlatam, their corpse will be l'ma'achal, l'ofa shamayim v'emata aretz, for food for the birds of the heavens and for the animals of the land. Pasuk kaf aleph, v'etzidkiyahu melech Yehuda v'etzara v'ten biyadoi behem, Sidkiyahu, king of Yehuda, and his officers will give into their hands of their enemies. U'biyad mevakshei na'at Nafsham, and those who seek their souls will be at Hail Melech Babel, the army of Melech Babel, Ha'olim Elechem. Ha'olim Elechem means that has retreated from you, meaning don't that retreat now became because of Mitzrayim. This is the first time where we understand why, within the Peshat of the Psukim, why they reneged on the deal. Because Melech Babel was Olim Elechem. He retreated from you, so you felt a reprieve. And this is now, don't think that that retreat is permanent. You will be given into his hands. Pasuk kav bet. Hineni mesaven umadonai. I have commanded, said God, v'hashivotim elayir hazot. I will bring them back to this city. V'nilhamu aleha. They will fight against it. Ulchadua, they will capture it. Usrafuha. And they will burn it ba'ish. V'tarei Yehuda etin shemamame in Yosheb. And the cities of Yehuda I'll make desolate without an inhabitant.